Dawn just thought of something else she'd like to say.
Yeah, well, we think that we had hard days back then, but then you stop and think, it was good days too we used to have. We never had all this fighting, you know, there's a lot of fighting with one another now over native title and that, and all that, you know. And yeah, I consider myself as one of the lucky ones, because even though it was hard times, but I'm still here today.
And you can spread the word about your culture.
That's right, and I'm still here talking today about my culture. Mm.
And when you were a little girl going with your mother and her and those other women out hunting, were they great times for you?
It was, yeah. Going out, learning off them. Mm. And I want my children to keep it going too, you know, grandchildren. Live on their bush tucker and, yeah.
Do you show them the bush tucker?
Yeah, they eat it.
What do they eat?
Well, we like our kangaroo. And even we eat kidneys, you know.
What does a kidna taste like?
It's lovely, like a chicken meat.
And so how do you catch an echidna?
Well, they're very slow things, you know. You can easily catch them, but you got to catch them before they go back into the sand and, you know, dig their way back in.
I saw an echidna one day and they just go straight down, don't they? They just dig.
Yeah.
And just go, they're slow, but they're quick at digging down, aren't they?
Even the old bog eyes is good meat.
What's bog eyes?
You know, them ugly things you see on the road, black things.
Lizards?
Not the lizard, the bog eyes, you know, they're short. You see them on the road a lot, you know, when it's hot. I only know them by bog eyes, yeah.
Are they like a reptile or like a snake? Or
like
a
reptile
like...
thing, you know, they that long, you know, black thing you see on the road.
Yeah, lizard.
Yeah, sort of like a lizard, but they call them bog eyes, yeah. And
what do they taste like?
Oh, it's white meat too.
And how would you cook them?
Just chuck them on the nicky.
Chuck them on the fire?
Yeah.
On the nicky, did you say?
Yeah, on the nicky, yeah, on the coals, yeah. And we used to, when I was young, mum and them used to catch goannas. Chicken meat too, like chicken meat goannas.
So you cook it and then take it off the fire and then pull the skin off and eat the meat?
Yeah.
Just in your hands?
Yeah.
Mmm, sounds
good. Goannas, yeah. It's good. Tucker too.
So when you go out, and do you go out and catch the animals with the kids, or did the boys do that or the girls?
That's what I was reared up on them. My children, you know, like these days today, they, you know, there's too much takeaways and that now. McDonald's in Kentucky, you know, and when we was growing up, we didn't know them things, see? We only lived on bush tucker thing.
But you do eat that sort of food with your kids and grandkids?
Now and then, yeah.
So who would be the one to catch them?
For your kidna? My youngest son, yeah, Nicholas, yeah.
How would he catch them? How would he catch an echidna?
Well, you know, they're easy to get, just pick up, you know.
And shoot them?
No, they're only little things, yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to. Can I come back to your place for dinner?
Yeah. You know.
And what about bush tucker with the plants and things? Do you show your kids that?
Yeah, there's a lot of things around that, cute things, you know, that like...
The emu bush you were talking about
the
before.
The emu bush and... there's a lot of other stuff around too, you know, but...
Do you use any of it?
Eh?
Do you use any medical stuff? Medical bush tucker?
medical.
Yeah. Would you use, say, the emu bush?
Yeah, now? I still use it today, that.
You
yeah.
still use it?
Yeah, and I'd rather use it like you get it yourself and just boil it up and bathe with it, you know? I won't buy it in the cream, you know, that's last name.
Better just to boil it up yourself.
The plain emu bush itself, yeah.
Any other plants that you use?
Well, Mum told us about a lot of things, but I never sort of took
any notice.
Know, when I was doing sort of, yeah.
And if you were talking to someone about being Nyampa, do the Nyampa have special characteristics that, say, the Mutti Mutti don't have? What's the difference between your tribe and other people's tribes?
Well, Nyampa and Bargany is more or less nearly the same, because a lot of their lingo is nearly the same as Nyampa, and the food, what they eat.
No. And did they live in the same country?
Yeah, they were sort of shared country.
In
Nyampa and
far Barkin. Away from yeah. the river.
Yeah.
Not close to the river.
Yeah. But a lot of them married into one another, you know? And
so what's the difference between the Mutti Mutti and the
Mutti, well, they don't eat some of the bush tucker what Nyampa eat, because I hear him saying they don't eat kangaroo and emu. You know, but that's our food, kangaroo and emu.
And living on different lands.
Living on different lands, yeah.
So traditionally, what are the lands that your people lived on?
On Nyampa land, you know, on dry...
Dry land.
Dry land, yeah.
Nyampa. Long way from the rivers.
Yeah.
So how would they have got water? I suppose that's why they went
that's
to the Karara.
That's why they moved
attack.
From Karara, because they never had the water there, dried up.
But traditionally, what they would have, they had water holes and things.
Yeah, well, like I said, it dried up, then all them water holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, I think.
That's
yeah.
it. Thank you for those other interesting little stories. Thank you, Dawn.
Right.